I'm Samantha Mollen.
And I'm Kati Kreischer.
And this is Don't Worry About It.
Do we need to introduce ourselves?
No.
Are we keeping the title of our podcast?
Who fucking knows?
Okay. Don't worry about it. I worry about everything. No, I do. But you do too.
We are back with Don't Worry About It. I'm Samantha Mollen, and I'm joined by my gorgeous, beautiful, lovely host, Kati Kreischer.
She's here, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
You happy to be here?
Thrilled.
I barely made it here with your coffee.
Literally by the skin of your teeth. From Dairy Queen. With 9 pumps of sweetener next, or thumb slipped.
You sent me your order and it was, I kept having to go revisit like the text you sent me. I was like, that's a brown shaken espresso, 1 pump brown sugar lined with like a cinnamon rim.
First of all, I care about her. So I called her from CVS and I'm like, I'm shopping at CVS. Let me get you. She's like, well, I'm going to get you a coffee. I go, great. Just tell me the store and I'll place my order because it's obnoxious.
Now I realize why.
It's an obnoxious order. It is a grande shaken espresso with oat milk, mm-hmm. 1 pump brown sugar syrup mm-hmm. with cinnamon powder. And Samantha showed up and it tastes like a churro. But I just asked her.
It sounds delicious right now.
I just asked her. I go, would you rather someone put too much sweetener or do decaf?
And I said too much sweetener because obviously.
Yeah, I know. Then you're just staining your teeth with no outcome.
I don't want to be just drinking coffee with no
reward.
You
don't get heartburn from drinking just black coffee?
Hell no.
Sam and I celebrated Dom's birthday this week and we went to Benihana.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the healthiest meal, huh?
I think it's gotten worse and worse.
Holy shit. The ladle. Butter?
And I think it's just like a party place. Like, I don't think nobody just goes there like.
No, it's for sport. It's definitely not fine dining. It's sport.
Well, like, I don't think it always was like that, though. It's gotten like, you know, like when there used to be the other one on La Cienega, I feel like it's like Pinkberry. They've like mostly all closed for whatever reason.
Yeah, I know.
And I wonder, are they a franchise or are they like still owned by the same group? I don't know. But when we used to go to the one in La Cienega, I feel like it was still.
It was like an experience. It felt more private too.
But it was still like, I mean, it's not fine dining, but it was still good. You could go with like 2 or 4 people and feel like it was like a normal thing. Yeah. Now, like they churn people out. It's like always parties of like 6 to 10.
Yeah, it's like Dave and Buster's now.
And they're just like. The servers are so annoyed because it's like just this mass, like, I mean, they're literally, it's just like a trough, basically. They're like, here's your soup, here's your salad, here's your ice cream. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like everything's like the same. It's just like they pretend that they have all these options on the menu, but it's all actually kind of the same. I don't know. It's gotten so bad, but the idea of it is still so fun.
I wonder if it's the location we went to. The idea is so fun, and I look forward to it every time.
I don't know. I think they've all gotten to be like that. And also, there's so few restaurants that can accommodate, like, big groups like that as easily.
Yes, as easily.
But, yeah. Oh, lordy. Lordy, lordy. It was – I mean, I took the leftovers home. I don't even think I should feed them to my dogs. My dogs might, like, keel over.
Everything my son got was, like – he got the soup. And he's like, what's all this crap in the soup? And I'm like, oh, they're vegetables, Dad.
Which, by the way, it's like an onion soup, but, like, normal –
so good. It used to be miso.
I don't know what dimension in your like multiverse of like Benihana.
I feel like it used to
be. It was always onion, but really? It was like a few little crispy onions. Like this time, they were so
they were like onion soup.
Could you
drop
taste?
Em.
Could you taste the like oil on the onions, like the fried onion? It was crazy. I don't know.
There was but damn that rice. Why would they ever give you a bowl of rice to kick it off? Like, start me with the meat. The rice.
Where's the meat?
Like, I was like.
Or the vegetables.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, no, it is interesting why they do. I don't know why they do that. They give you the rice first, and it's like as though you're going to wait with like a piping hot bowl of fried rice.
And then they were like, you're not eating fast enough with your chopsticks. Here's a spoon or a shovel.
Which
and then I was like,
nyang, nyang, fried nyang. Rice with the chopstick, like, I don't care how, like, expert you are in the chopstick arena. It's not easy.
No.
And then they're like, here's 2 sauces that are basically water and salt.
Oh my God, that sauce. It's like heavy whipping cream with soy sauce.
Salt
I think
lick.
That's what it is.
Mm. It's sesame. Good. One's like a pond. Oh no, it's like a mustard.
Wait, and then we sit down and Samantha's poor father-in-law they're like, any allergies? And he raises his hand. The poor man is allergic to like soy sauce and sodium or something. And I'm like, Jesus, God, and look
it's interesting. I don't know that he's actually allergic
he's
to
not.
Soy sauce.
No, he said no, but oh, sesame and soy. And I was like,
no, I don't know that he's allergic to soy. It might just be the sodium that he's trying to stay away from.
Probably.
But sesame, yeah, he is. It's interesting. He has like a nut allergy, but
sesame.
It's not all nuts. It's
and no, he kept saying, he was like, as long as it's just a little bit, it yeah. cannot be overwhelming. And I was yeah. like, oh God, everything. I was like, hopefully no one's allergic to butter in this group.
Lord.
Fucking butter.
It is no joke.
It's no, well, I mean, yeah, it's no, but it was fun.
Oh, wait, we never got the picture.
You had to pay for the picture.
Wait, did anyone ever get the picture?
No. Who did he send it to?
I think they're supposed to bring it out. Print it out.
Oh, are you kidding?
I was just thinking that. We never got the photo. They took a, like, it was like a blurry photo, though. But I don't think we got it.
Well, first of all, there's like 20 people in our party. And the guy goes to take the photo and goes all the way to the right side. So we're all like, I was like, why is he standing there?
Should I call and be like, I was there last week and I would like my photo. Please print it out. Can you mail it to me?
It's on someone's iPhone.
Oh, my God.
And then your oldest was going to camp today.
Yeah. So we did Benihana. And my youngest turned 6. He still wants a massive party in July, which I'm trying to talk him out of, but
no, you're
not really.
Going to.
I don't have any traction yet. And then my oldest went to sleepaway camp for the first time, and today he just got dropped off today. I was supposed to be there in Canada, and like last minute, we decided that I should stay home with my youngest because there's these crazy wildfires everywhere and it's like shifting from like I feel like from hour to hour. It's like fine. It was like fine because these fires have been going for weeks and weeks. And then it was never that bad in this specific area. And then within a day it became like number 3 worst in the world air quality in Toronto, Canada. So then we were like, oh, should I go? Should I not go? So I decided not to go. But then I was having FOMO all day yesterday. Katie had to talk me off a ledge. I was like, I'm the worst mother in the world. I'm having so much guilt for not being there. But now that I got through yesterday, I feel so much better today.
Exactly. That's what I said.
It was like yesterday I was like geared up to go on this adventure with them and travel, you know, and travel to Toronto and then schlep to the lake, which is like 3 hours from the hotel and then do that whole thing. And for whatever reason, I think because I had it in my mind that that's what I was supposed to be doing. And then plans changed. I think it was the right choice, but I didn't feel like totally good about it for whatever reason. It felt like I was being like selfish. Like I got off the hook, which was exciting, but then I'm like, oh, I'm lonely.
No,
and
I'm
not involved with this whole like adventure that they're on.
Yeah. I always have that emotion. It sucks. You're like, when you get off the hook for something that usually like in your dreams, you're like, this is the ultimate. Like I'm done. I don't have to do it. And then you go, fuck.
Yeah.
I got my way. And now I feel like a piece of shit.
I just felt like, yeah, like, it was less work for me, obviously, easier. But then I'm like, ugh, I should have, I was like, I should have just done the schlepping.
Yeah.
Sucked it up. But really, it wasn't about that. It was about the smoke and then the flight cancellations and all of these things. But I think secretly, deep down, because I didn't really want to do it.
Yeah.
And then getting off the hook, I felt like guilty because I'm like,
secretly, deep down, you didn't want to.
Secretly, I didn't want to do it. But it was the right move. But so they were FaceTiming me from the camp and it looks like gorgeous. It's on this lake. It literally just like it's the quintessential nature environment. Like it's the lake, it's the canoes, it's the fishing, it's the cabins.
That's
literally
amazing.
I actually think this particular camp was in the Jonas Brothers Disney movie about camp called like Camp Rock or something.
Oh, I'll be damned.
Did you ever see it?
Samantha, no, I'm too old.
I know, but
did
now
you
that
ever
we,
see it?
Now that we have kids, I mean, you would
oh,
you, all bets are
like,
all
no.
bets are off. All bets are off for what
like,
you may
did you watch the
all
Jonas
bets are off for what you
camp.
May or may not have seen. I mean, I've seen now like every new animated movie that there is.
I thought you were just saying.
I'm also
pleasure.
Into Spider-Man. I mean, you don't
pleasure.
Fuck with me.
I was like, no,
don't
I didn't.
Come at me, bro.
I didn't watch Miley and Jonas.
Let's do some Disney trivia.
Jeez.
But it's so gorgeous, and I'm like actually now jealous that I don't get to go to camp.
Not me.
I want to go, like, in theory, like...
I would go to fat camp.
Well, I just think if you were... Okay.
Like
you were surrounded by beautiful, clean air, which actually it's... Hopefully it's supposed to clear up there. It still looked a little cloudy. greenery, land, lake, like friends, and just like somebody telling you like when, like what time is your scheduled eating. You have to clean your cabin. You have to do sports.
I did this in college.
And be active. And like you would lose weight anyway. And you'd be like, it's so wholesome. Like it's like you're in nature interacting, no screens, no electronics, interacting with like other humans in nature. Like, I don't know. I didn't really do that. And I mean, I went to camp maybe once or twice as a kid. Not, I was never like part of my yearly summer.
No.
But I just am like, whoa, this is so epic. And even Ezra, my 9-year-old, is with my husband and Luca dropping him off. And Ezra he's like, I wish I could stay. He's
That's
now interested.
So
and before they got there, he was like not interested at all. So, but I'm just like, this is the core of like goodness.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's like, fuck all the like social media, like all the like posters and billboards and movies and like,
well, it's such just a departure from
junk
being in
food
LA.
And just like nonsense of just like that like fills your like day to day and like how you try to navigate like around these things and like live the best, healthiest, like just
you're plucked just, from like society and
yeah, but just
and, like
wholesome, just true happiness,
yeah,
not like without any altering like, you know, like anything. It just, I'm like, oh my God, this is so beautiful for him. And like, I know it's like a ridiculous thought, but I was like, I would love to just someone to be like, you're going to camp, Samantha, like enjoy. Yeah. Everything else is taken care of.
Wouldn't that be fucking hysterical if he comes back? He's like, it sucked. It was so fucking boring. It was hot. There was mosquitoes.
No, I already know he's going to love it.
He'll love it.
And
but that's where my head goes. I go, I don't want to be outside all day.
Well, no.
I don't want to have a phone.
You're like a weirdo. And there's like all these really like cool counselors who had obviously done the camp, you know, for years before. And they're like, you know, 16, 17, 18, like cool, cool, like, I want to say kids, but, you know, cool teenagers.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just like they're getting this, like, I don't know. I'm so excited for him. I'm now not feeling guilty at all for not going.
No, because I told you he's in good hands. He's going to like an adventure. I feel that way about dropping Ted off at camp. And he's going to his school for
it's
camp.
It's just like
I drop him and
so,
like
so great.
A hot teenager gets to the car and
yeah.
And he's like, you can tell he has a crush on her. And she gets him every day. She's like, Teddy. And I was like, he has Band-Aids. And he's like, Mom, stop.
He's like, I'm good.
I was like, he has Band-Aids for his cheek wound.
So it'll be the longest that I've ever been away from like any of my kids, though.
But at least it's not 6 weeks.
No, but I honestly think now I'm
2 weeks is perfect.
It's weird when you know that they're like happy and thriving and like getting just like the most out of life. Like, I don't think there's anything more soothing than that.
No, I felt that way this year that I went. It was bizarre. And my kids didn't go to camp, but it was bizarre. The feeling of happiness and joy and fulfillment that I felt when Ted got into his school.
Yeah.
That it was like,
yeah.
I was like, nothing is bad. Like, my life
because
is
you know,
so blessed.
Yes. And you know, like, that's just, like, the ultimate, like, best thing for him.
So, that I, it was such a bizarre feeling. And I've never had that in my life for anything I've achieved or anything given to me. It was such a pure feeling of, like, excitement and happiness for someone else that mm-hmm. I went, wow, you really can't top this.
No.
You can't top it.
It does exceed any level of excitement for something for yourself when it is for your kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it feels like, you know, like as a parent, you don't ever feel like no one's ever telling you, yes, this is right. Like, or, you know, yes, this is wrong. This is right. This is the way to do it. But with certain things, you get that validation and that feeling that like what you're doing for your kid is like just so epic for them and so enriching and just like the right thing. And when you get that feeling, there's nothing better.
No. Yeah.
I know.
I wish I could have that feeling again.
I know. I wish that like I felt like that as a kid. I always felt like I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like nobody, nobody.
Like my mom was losing me in the mall.
Literally, no joke. Yeah. Nobody like thought that deeply about like what was best for me.
I think it was just different.
Well, yes, and my parents weren't thinking that deeply about what was best for me.
Yeah.
Because even for you, I think, like, you went, not to say that, like, anybody's, no matter how prepared or thoughtful your parents are, like, nobody's nothing's perfect. Life is like a series of experiences and trial and error and all these things. But I do think our childhoods compared, I think your parents did think a little more deeply about, yes, you went
so
to private school.
That I went.
Like, they really always were trying to do right by you.
You know what's so funny about my parents?
Do you disagree?
Not at all. Okay. Almost to an extreme that I went, was that healthy for your marriage?
Why?
Because we talk about it now. And growing up, they didn't have, everything was for the kids. Mm-hmm. They didn't go out. They didn't see friends. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to leave us alone. Mm-hmm. They always put us first before anything. Mm-hmm. And I think throughout the years, people have realized that while that's really above and beyond parenting wise, like, they did a great fucking job.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't the balance.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I know. There wasn't a balance for them where I go, I'm shocked you guys have been married, 53 years? Mm-hmm. They've been together 56 or something?
But don't you think that also, like, unifies them? Just being
100%.
Yeah.
When Mike and I will go away, and we don't go away a lot at all, you know, my dad will make little comments. He's like, well, we would never leave you alone. And I'm like, well, yeah, but also I'm trying to create balance in my life.
But
they always put us first, but also in a very humbling way. Like, they made it very intentional that we weren't going to have the nicest car.
Yeah.
And,
rude.
You know, that was a point. Like, they invested in our education and we were not, and I was not getting a new car. I'd have my brother's car, my sister's. I could choose.
What's funny is that none of that matters at the end of the day. Like, at the time you think it matters if, you know, you have friends with, like, whatever cars, but, like, it doesn't matter.
But I see some people I work with that that I go, it's fucking awesome. You can buy your kid any car in the market.
Yeah.
Any car.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I go, and you've chosen that. And that to me shows, I'm like, that was intentional and that was fucking smart.
What, when you mean when they can buy any car and they don't?
And they don't.
Yeah, of course.
And they buy, like, you know.
They don't know. That's like a no-brainer to me. It's like, it's not about the money. It's about, like, tempering, like, you're not setting them up for success if you do that.
No.
But back to your parents, I do think that it is hard. Whatever your priority is, whether it's being with your kids or your work or not being with your kids, you know, again, like the 80s and 90s, a completely different parenting mentality, I think, across the board.
Yeah.
But I think whatever your number one priority is, it's hard to it's oftentimes hard to find balance with other things, with your number one priority. You know what I mean?
It's
like
impossible.
Where it's like, if it's the kids, then it is hard. I mean, and even if you one of your priorities is trying to spend time with your spouse and getting away and doing those things, it's not easy. And it does feel selfish, even though at the end of the day, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And then even when I know you and Mike will occasionally do it, or Daron and I, but then it's hard to even enjoy it sometimes, even when you actually do it.
Yeah. Because it's so contrived. You know what I mean?
You're like, we're like, spending time together. Are you having fun?
Are you having fun yet? I am.
Love being
with
you.
Where's my book to read?
Alone. It's weird.
I love being with you alone.
Right?
Yes. It's so weird.
It's like, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Yes. It's strange.
No, it's strange. And we joked the other day. I was like, if someone could give me my fucking dream weekend, we could go to any hotel. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I want a weekend at home just with Mike in our house with no distractions.
Yeah.
Because we've never had that.
Yeah.
And I don't think we ever will. But that little thing on Instagram that keeps popping up keeps fucking with my head. It's like, you only have, like, at best, 8 Christmases that they still believe. And, like,
still believe.
16 birthdays left. And I'm like, fuck. So then, like, when we were talking about Dom's birthday and you're like, I'm trying to talk him out of it. I'm like, oh, God, you only have 12 birthdays left after this.
I have 3 kids, though. So multiply that by.
No, but for him, your little man.
I know. Thanks for the guilt trip.
You're welcome. Do you want to see what I bought you at CVS?
Do you want a party, too?
Could you throw me up? You're going to miss my birthday.
You really didn't do it. Yes. Cotty went to CVS today before getting here.
Sponsors, if you're listening to us.
Sponsors. We have discussed razors on the show before.
Have we?
I briefly, I believe. And I was saying that Flamingo really got me, but at the end of the day, I don't know why I didn't want to accept the fact that their razors actually were horrible, but I kept buying them.
They're fucking awful.
So now I'm over it. But
okay, so
Cotty was talking about Billy.
Billy is the best razor I have ever used.
Tell us why. What's better about it?
Okay, first of all, this is brand new. They revamped this, but they have it's a whipped shave cream to die for.
Whip.
So when I was in college, Benefit used to make
talked about this.
The rich bitches had it.
The tub?
Yes, it was a tub of shave cream, and it was like $35. And I was like,
who wants a tub?
It was amazing.
I want a pump.
It smelled amazing. It was shimmery pink, and it was like just like coconut oil all over your leg. Anyway, so this is the closest thing I've found to it. It's to die for. It's a whipped shave cream. And then the razor is like, it's like the effectiveness of a Mach 5 or a Mach 6, whatever number they're on now.
Mach 23?
It's the effectiveness of a Mach 42. Blended.
It's true. They always, like, every year they're adding one more blade.
It's like a size of a cheese grater at this point.
Okay.
It's the effectiveness of a mock whatever blended with, do you remember that razor that was like a big bar of soap and it had like two blades in the center?
Yes.
Yes, and it would just glide all over your...
Like chic?
What was it?
What was it? Gillette? No. I remember that.
You remember that?
And it was like a chunky. Like,
yeah, it was huge.
Balloony looking.
Like, it was like holding deodorant. It was like shaving with a bottle of deodorant.
It was like Jeff Koons made it.
And you'd just go over your thigh and you'd be like, done. Anyway. Oh, wait. How many did I buy you? I bought you two.
You're such a baller.
Oh, and you know what else I bought you? So here's your Billy.
Thank you so much.
How cute is this color? I got you two of these.
It's very summer. It's very happy.
Regardless what razor you end up with in life, you're going to love that.
Okay. Two whipped shave creams?
You will live by that. First of all, you'll never switch razors again. When's the last time you shaved your legs? Just curious.
Well, I did the...
Oh, you're doing laser.
I did the laser. So I don't actually... I don't know. Maybe once a week, maybe.
Oh, wow.
What?
Okay, teenage dream. Why do you shave so often?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Maybe every 10 days. I don't really have to. Because the laser works so good. You got to do it. But the problem with the laser, I don't know if I've told you this.
I got you this, too.
What is that?
It's a 10 Miracle Hair Mask.
Oh.
Because it's the shit.
Yeah.
And it comes in a little tube.
I live by this.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
No way.
I could use three of these in one sitting.
Yeah, I'm like,
this is only for like a quarter of my head.
That's just for your tendrils.
I'm the queen of over-conditioning. Wait, hold on. So the laser's amazing, except from like my knee up, I only have like, it's sort of just like blondish hair, and the laser doesn't do anything for that. Oh. So you can't really see it, and I feel like it doesn't grow as fast as the lower leg, but that's, it's
the
like,
lower leg's all that matters.
Yeah, but it's pointless to like, at first I was lasering the whole leg, and I'm like, this is doing nothing. So it's like half the price to do like the lower leg.
That's how.
But I think it's good to get a few full runs.
Have you noticed a difference in your lower leg?
Oh my God.
How many times did you do it?
Like, it's incredible, actually. I think they say to do it every 4 to 6 weeks, and I did it for 9 or 10 months because, I mean, you're only – so I probably did it 10 times, let's say.
Holy shit, that's a lot. I'd hope it'd be great.
Maybe 8. But literally, you're in and you're out. You go in, you're in for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, and you're out. I mean, it's so dumb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's so easy.
Oh, I thought they were, like, zapped each, you know.
Oh, my God, no. It's just, they run it over, and you're like, okay, great. I mean, it's literally the best thing.
I want to go to where you go.
I go to Sev, S-E-V. They have a bunch of locations, but there's one on Melrose Place, which I like, because it's just like, I mean, parking's not amazing, but it's like, it's cute. It's like chic and easy, and they're always on time. There's like Laser Away, but I just feel like they're such a racket. They're like trying to get you into like a package or something. What I like about Sev is like, I don't even think they do packages. They're just like, you know, pay as you go. They like, if you just want to do the lower leg, like, I mean, they're not like trying to entrap you in any kind of like commitment.
And you did your underarms, right?
Yes, I did the underarms, I did the legs, I did the bikini.
Bikini.
Which I think is better than shaving, because even if you shave, you see like little marks, right?
And especially your underarms, like there's never a clean shave.
With the laser, it's like that gets all of that.
All right, I'm going to laser.
Yeah. I talked Evelyn into it. She started.
She did?
Yeah.
That motherfucker, why didn't she wait for me?
She just started. You guys should get on the same routine. Yesterday she went to Evelyn, our friend who came on the show a few weeks ago, the meteorologist. We were talking about her hernia. She had her consultation with the doctor.
Oh,
yesterday.
She did? What'd they say?
Yeah. So she had her consultation with the woman first, the one who's like only hernia.
Yeah.
And then she had the consultation with the plastic surgeon I sent her, who mm-hmm. my friend went to. And she said, obviously, she would go to him.
Duh.
My referrals are the ultimate. She said he was great and that he would want to do more than just the hernia, obviously. Like a mini tummy tuck. Because
if
it's
you're
all,
in there, just...
Well, because it's all, like, related. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. If she takes the hernia, she's still not going to be able to tighten everything, like, no matter what, no matter how little she gets, yeah. You know? So that's what I said to her. I'm like, if you're doing it, get everything you want. So she's like, if I do it, I'm doing it with him. But, you know, she's like, she's too sensible.
Until she floats this idea by RDR.
She's too sensible. She's so like, I don't know. God. I'll wait. Let's see. And I'm just more like, let's
just
go.
Do it.
Let's
do go. It now. Oh, and your nail polish.
Oh, she is.
I love this color.
That looks beautiful.
Doesn't
I'm gonna
it?
I'm going to try it on. Yeah. Wait, so I got to go back to Dom really quick. So the night before his birthday, and I posted this on my Instagram, actually. We were doing construction, as I've mentioned, which may be like the end of my marriage. It might be do us in. Construction is not good for relationships, FYI. If anybody's wondering or prepared to embark on such endeavors, I would suggest moving. Don't do any construction. So I don't know, I think it's on his mind, just like, you know, change and I don't know, all of that. So we're going to bed. I'm half asleep. And, you know, I always think I'm going to remember everything, but I have to write it down because if you don't, you won't. He's like, when do we get a new house? And I was like, why do you want a new house? And he was like, well, I just want to feel new. And then I said, wait, he goes, I just want to feel new. And I said, aren't you going to miss this house? And he said, no, the only thing I'm going to miss is being a little boy.
Ugh, God, I what? Love that kid.
I'm like, shot through the heart. Yeah. So then I'm like, let me wake up. I have to write this down. But then later I was thinking about it. I'm like, everything in my life is in the pursuit of feeling new. Like everything I do is in the pursuit of feeling new. Like just like somebody saying, why do you want to move? Like, I just want to feel new. Like that is the most accurate, exact sentiment.
Unfiltered too.
Of all time.
Yeah.
It's like everything I do, and I feel like, you know, exercise, nails, hair, like clothes, like
everything.
I just want to like, yeah. You know, shift like bad energy into good energy and always just like feel like that, like, you know, thriving sense of goodness and newness. And so I thought that was so profound.
That is.
Isn't it though?
I love that little man.
I just want to feel new.
I
always want to feel new, by the way.
Ted's face this week, I've had such issues with. He burnt his cheek with a lighter.
Okay. Your whole story of him with a lighter is sus. Can you please explain what you...
I don't know.
I think you're lying. Were you there or was it one of your weird nannies?
It was one of the nannies.
Of course. Do you think she was playing that one game? You know when you give yourself a smiley face with like a hot lighter?
Oh my God. I love that you know this because I brought that up in a staff meeting. And everyone's like...
Did friends in high school do that to themselves?
Everyone. And everyone's like, we've never heard of that.
And scar themselves?
Yeah. To make a happy face?
It is so weird. I never did it. I'm too pure and perfect. Did you ever do it?
No.
What if you lifted up your shirt and you're like, yep. Here are my scars. Ooh, this color looks good. Cotty got me like a periwinkle blue color.
Oh my God, I love it.
Come at me. Thank you for the color. It's so beautiful. I'm getting my nails done later. I need to figure out what color.
Yeah, so I guess he was playing with one of those like grill lighters, the long ones that have the safety on them.
Uh-huh.
But he learned his way around the safety. He knows how to.
Odd. Okay.
And I guess he was holding it by his face and he turned his cheek and it hit the lighter. So he has a big bubble on his cheek and then took a line drive to the nose last night. Which I called Samantha.
And then he took that like face dive into the rack and knocked his teeth out. I mean, he is like a bruiser.
He's a bruiser. He's Bowser.
Beaches.
I love you. Was that song from that movie?
Yeah. Huh. But what's annoying is they
I
cut it.
It was like a TikTok song.
No. So it's Jack Black as Bowser. And on YouTube, before the movie came out, the boys were showing me. There's like a full music video.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the full song. It's so good. And in the movie, they only do a portion of it, which is kind of annoying because it's like that good. But I guess it is weird to do just like it's not a musical movie. So, but
it's so, so good. It's so good.
Jack Black, I love. I think he's like can do no wrong.
Mm, me too.
I mean, he needs some convincing. So what else is going on? 4th of July is coming up. What are your plans? Oh, you're doing a party. You told me.
Who fucking knows? No, not really. I mean, I'm just, people can come over if they want. Oh, I have Don's birthday gift.
So alluring.
I know. I am such a hostess. I was like, fuck it. People can come over.
Oh, you have his gift in the car? It came?
Yeah.
In a day?
Yeah. I paid for overnight shipping.
You are a psycho. What did you get him? Tell me.
I got him an inflatable pool slide. It's Cool Splash with a K.
How do you know it's a hit? Like, have you used it?
Yeah, we used it yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. You're well-versed.
We used it. Oh, gosh. As soon as Ted saw it, he's like, is that my slide? I was like, yeah. Let's take a few slides
down
this.
Was that before or after he got knocked in the face?
Before you take a line drive to the nose. Oh, my God. Do you know what he said? So I called Samantha, and I'm like, urgent care won't see him. Because it would require a facial x-ray. And I'm like, wait, what? So they're like, you got to take him to the ER. And Ted's just crying. He's crying, but I don't know if it's because he's vain. And like he kept mentioning that he didn't want to go to school tomorrow if he was going to have black eyes.
My girlfriend's going to judge me.
Oh, my God. And then I was like, I'm trying to cover the burn, the lighter burn on his cheek, so they don't call Child Protective Services on me. Because what kid at 5 burns his face with a lighter?
Wait, hold on. Sorry, we need to go back to this. But, like, did you not rail on the nanny of, like, how he was even holding a lighter in the first place to burn himself?
No. No, because he always has lighters. I mean, that sounded bad, but, like, he is obsessed with, like, putting out fires. Like, if there's any candle burning in the house,
yeah, but he'll blow them all out. A 5-year-old with a lighter?
And then
not a
good
idea.
Mike every night has, like, a cigar and Ted helps him light the fire pit every night. So like
this is bad.
So it's not like
this
we see getting, him. And
this
we're
is
like,
going from bad to worse.
I know. I guess it is.
I think you should just really reevaluate this whole pyromania.
His cheek looks
situation.
Better today. But anyway, I was God.
Okay, so
we didn't go to the ER. We went to pediatric urgent care,
and it was vanity that he was driving his grief.
And you know how Ted gets, where he's shy. The doctor's like, "Is he always like this?" I'm like, "Yeah, he's weird." Like. See if his eyes are jiggly. Like, I'm
jiggly.
Just worried about a concussion.
Yeah, yeah, he's weird.
Like,
he's like, never really talked to me ever in my life.
No, he's super guarded. And the kid is not like that in real life. He's so funny and like, but he is like that. I was thinking about it going to bed the other night. He is like that with 2 people. Super shy.
Who?
Hides his face. Won't talk. Won't engage. You and Bert. Don't know why.
We've
know.
Just got that je ne sais quoi.
You do, you and Bert.
I know. I'm like, does he ever talk to anyone?
And he talks to everyone except you and Bert.
Does Bert think it's weird?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he'd say it's
weird,
but yeah, he's
not
like,
weird, but like, yeah, does Bert like wonder like
what?
Why won't he talk to me? That's what I'm like. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah. But yeah. So then we're going to bed last night, and he's like, I just want to go to bed. I was like, cool, why? He's like, I want to see the stars. I was like, what stars? He's like, when I close my eyes. And I was like, what? Hold a beat. We're staying up. I was like, we're not going to go to bed
You're
and see
like,
stars.
Here's a triple like, espresso with 3 brown sugar pumps.
I was like, here's your iPad. Another hour.
Did you?
Hell yeah.
I told you, though. I'm like, there's even if the nose is broken, there's nothing to do.
No, there's nothing to do.
You'll pop that puppy back into place when the time is right.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, you have the most perfect nose. I hope we didn't just jank it up.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Don't worry about it.
See? Don't worry about it.
Really, though, I am like your honorary pediatrician.
Oh, you 100% are.
I mean, I don't have all the answers, but I can guide you in the right direction. I mean, really, you just want to avoid going to an ER at all costs. Because
you
it's,
really do.
It's
if you have to go to the ER, call 911. It's like buying a fast pass.
It's literally,
because if
though,
you go
like,
in an ambulance.
It is not. It is. It's just like you end up spending hours and hours and hours. And oftentimes they'll see you and be like, oh, go, you know, you need to go tomorrow to see this person. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, when you know, but like when it's like something like that, I'm like, come on.
No.
They're not. There's not like an emergency face X-ray unless he like really hit his head or something. You know what I mean?
Well,
something
yeah.
else.
Yeah. And I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So who knows? Mike's like, I didn't give him a line drive. It was an underhand toss. He's like, he didn't. He's like, there's no way he has a concussion. It just tapped his nose, but it was a baseball. And I'm like, oh, well, let's get
rid
of all the baseballs.
You're a wonderful father. You're a wonderful father.
I was like, so we're going to play catch with tennis balls now.
How about if we do, you know what I want to do with Mike? I want to tie him to one of those like wheels where we throw like daggers at us.
Or be like, catch.
Let's tie him like, you know, like arms and legs splayed and spin him on like a target. And then we'll each get like three hatchets.
Well, I was like new rule. 5-year-olds should not play catch with a mitt.
Also, if those really heavy, they can be really heavy, those baseballs.
Yeah.
Like, you got to use, like, a whiffly more situation.
Well, I'm like, let's not turn him into, like, Edward 40 hands. Like, he's not that great catching a ball anyway. Let's give him access to both hands.
Edward 40 hands. I mean, he's not a Mach 42?
No. I don't know what they're on now, Mach 42. When I stopped using him, it was, like, Mach 3. Mach 4. Maybe Mach 7. I don't know. I'm going to Google it. I bet they're up to like 9.
So Cotty just got the same car as I have, the Jeep Wagoneer, which, how are you liking it?
That's a loaded question.
Ooh.
I love it.
It's a gas guzzler.
I haven't filled it up yet.
You're like, I've only driven 2 miles.
I haven't filled it up, but I was the idiot that was like, I want TV screens. I want everyone in my car to have their own personal TV screen.
Did I tell you?
It was an awful idea.
Come on. Give it to me.
It was an awful idea.
Okay.
Because
I was right. Mm-hmm.
The kids have captain's chairs in the back. They both have TV screens, which come with remotes to navigate. Okay?
I'm dead.
The car came with complimentary, like, 3-month Wi-Fi.
Uh-huh.
We used the complimentary Wi-Fi in 2 days.
With your downloads?
No. With our streaming with 2 kids, where I was like, okay, so that's for, like, in case you have to call someone. Like, I don't even know what that Wi-Fi was for.
But can you plug in, like, how else could you play stuff? Like, from an iPad or something? Like, how are you – it's all downloading? You'd have to – you know what I'm saying? You have to use Wi-Fi to play anything on those screens or no?
Yes. Oh. So, okay, here's the catch.
Okay.
We used a broker. Car shows up. Yeah. I never test drove this car. I never saw this car in person.
But I told you
like it. But you loved it. And I went, that's enough for me.
Okay.
It's not like I'm going to drive a car and go, ooh, I don't like the way this drives. Like, I'm not that in sync with a car. So I get the car, and he's trying to show me all the features. And I'm like, I don't care about anything. Like, I'm never going to do cruise control. None of this shit matters. Can we just go to the back seat and look at the screens? So we go into the back, and I'm like,
can we just go into the back seat and make out for a second? See if this is going to work for me?
So I'm like, ugh, okay, there's remotes, because Lola sucks on a remote. And then I can't help her. And then I find out.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought you'd be able to hear the TVs.
Oh, no, you have to plug headphones in.
You have to put headphones into each one of them, unless you tether them and they're both watching the same shit, which they don't want to watch the same stuff. Then you can play it through the speaker system. But I'm like, oh, you're telling me I have to hotspot this son of a bitch, and then I have to find headphones for both of them, and then I have to deal with Lola on a fucking remote where she's like,
I think you were thinking.
So wait, then Lola. Like, I snapped. I'm like, I told both the kids, I'm like, I'm removing the screens tomorrow morning. And Ted's like, what did she say? Because they both have headphones on.
Stop it.
And Lola's like, mine doesn't work. Mine not working. And I'm like, I'm going to throw the fucking screens out the window.
Stop. I told you this was a bad idea.
Because it disconnects the hotspot will drop.
You don't need them. These kids, where are you going? You're not like, you're it's not like, like, you don't have like a long commute
not,
every day.
Not
you're
at
going
all.
Like 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. It's like
and
so fussy.
And the time
fussy.
It takes to set up.
Oh, but also they don't need more screens. I
well,
told
now
you.
Now we got them.
I told you.
But anyway, I like the car besides that.
Okay. What was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I just think the screens are.
The screens
in theory,
are extra.
In theory, I get it.
You know what is
I told
cool
you.
Though?
I told
the passenger,
you no.
We're going to take it to Disney tomorrow. The passenger side, you have that. The
yeah.
The screen. Does uh-huh. Daron ever use it? Or you ever use it?
No, what do you use it for?
You can watch like Netflix with headphones.
Like, you mean from your phone? Like, plug it in from your phone and have it play? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, come on.
I mean, how, like, you can't.
I just want to live in the real world and not be, like, watching something at all times.
I love that this podcast came full circle. We were talking about dropping people off at a lake with no electronics. And I'm like, you can watch an episode while driving.
I'm good. I'm good. I want to, like, lessen the load of that.
The screens are killing me.
Oh, okay. So then yesterday, I got this package. I immediately called Cotty. I got this package. It was like a big box, and it said Jeep Wagoneer on it. And I've had it. I think I've had the car for like a year. You just got yours. And
yeah, I'm waiting for mine.
I was like, what's in there? Like, you know, like with our other cars, like occasionally like different like car brands will send like a keychain and a huge brochure or like in a, you know, sometimes it'll be like an electronic brochure or like something, you know, but nothing that you really want. Like just, you know.
Wait, I've never received any of these tchotchkes for cars.
Okay, so
I've never driven a nice car, I guess.
So, like, I think, like, Mercedes or Port, whatever, yeah. They'll send you something, and it's, like, usually showcasing, like, the newest thing that they have just to, like, show you. Like, even if it's, like, a race car that, like, yeah. You can't even buy just because they want to,
they
like.
They want to keep you in that family.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And, like, I've gotten a pen. I've gotten a keychain. I've gotten, I don't know, like a hat or, but mostly it's usually, like, a very thick, beautiful waste of money brochure yeah. Or something like that. So I opened this box yesterday, and it's like the rich man's stocking. I'm like, what is going on? I like open it. On the top of the box is a MasterCard gift card with like the sticker on top. And I'm like, oh, it's what is it for like $10? Like, you know, just to like thank
like
you.
Or it's like spend 50 and
yeah, it's
and
like
get
if you subscribe yeah. To wine.com.
Yes, exactly.
And I like I peel the sticker off. It's like $350 MasterCard. I'm like,
have
okay.
You used it yet?
No. I just got it last night.
I know, okay.
I'm like, I blew it all. So so I'm like, okay. And then there's like a wool Wagoneer beanie, which I like put on just for fun. Very comfortable. And then there's a like weathered leather toiletry bag. There's this like beautiful leather keychain. This like nicer than a hydro flask, like Wagoneer cup. Well, you could put like cold or hot in.
Yeah.
Then there's like this waterproof wireless like Bluetooth speaker. Like, I'm like, what is going on? I just got like loaded.
What was? Did they put a new car in it? Not in the box, but like, did they give you a brochure of like? No.
There's
that's
nothing.
It?
There's no note. I'm like, who did they kill? Like, did they just like run someone over? Like, is there a class action like pending? Like, what's going on? I don't even know, but I mean, I'm not. I'm just like, okay, let me spend.
See,
this.
See, I've driven a Volkswagen for the last like 5 years. They're like, you're in our nicest car, so enjoy. We have nothing else to send you.
I don't know. I'm like shook. No, I mean Jeep though. I'm like, whoa, guys. Like, are you guys making, like, are you making that much? Like on the, I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna really
question
it. I
imagine the Wagoneer's the nicest car they make, right?
I probably yeah.
No the, one knows. I do you know how many people have stopped me going, what kind of car is that?
Yeah, like, because I feel like Escalade and.
Because it doesn't say
like,
Jeep anywhere.
Yeah, like what is so? There's the Escalade, and then there's what's the one GMC makes? Is it the Yukon
or
like,
Denali?
Like
Denali.
They had the lock Suburban. On that kind
yeah,
of car.
They do.
And
Jeep's trying to break in.
I mean, they have.
They
but,
have.
But
in
ultimately,
a big way.
If you're gonna have a third row. Because I bought one car that with a third row prior to this, thinking, oh, I'm going to use it all the time. Yeah. But if you do not have captain seats in the second row, you will not use the third row.
You will
ever,
not.
Ever.
No.
So they're now, I think, yeah. They, I mean, they're in now. They're in the market, and I think it's like the cutest of the three cars.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, because yeah. The rest of the cars make you feel like Oh, I'd say this only
car service
live in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're yeah. So used to being in those for car services, like
yeah.
Especially an Escalade.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, an Escalade's kind of killed it for me because
yeah.
I go, I just, you know.
They're nice, but yeah, driving one.
That's the SUV you get when you.
Driving one, yeah. It feels extreme. More extreme than driving the Jeep for whatever reason.
I love the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Me too. So hopefully you'll get a rich man stocking box in your mail, too.
Hopefully. Shit.
Speaking of a box, I need to send, well, Luca wants me to send him a care package.
I Googled it. You can't send anything good.
But I can't send food, which is probably good because I'm not trying to, like, fatten him up. But I was like, what do you want? I just straight up asked him, like, what can I send you?
Yeah.
He's like, board games and, like, a sports ball and sports cards. And I'm thinking, okay, well, anything I send you, like,
board game.
You're not going to want to bring board games back with you.
No one wants a board game.
But don't they have board games at camp?
I don't know.
Or maybe I send the board games and say,
just leave them.
Leave them. Play them, leave them, whatever.
Do you know what the best board game is? It is so much fun.
What?
It is called Telecommunications or something.
What is it?
Oh, my God. It's hysterical. So it's like, it's a doodle game, but it's like telephone. But you draw it. So you pick up a card. So it would be like, I grab a card that's got this like flip sheet of like whiteboards. Mm-hmm. I get a card and it'll say like, I don't know, a clue. So I try to illustrate what that clue is and then I pass it on to you. Hmm. And it goes down the line of people trying to figure out what it was.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm explaining it correctly. I've got to look up the name of it. It is so much
fun. Is it like cards or is it like an actual, like, is it like a big board game? Because if not, I'll send it.
It's a board game, but it's a board game. No, it's not cards.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, what do you send in these care packages? I'm like, I want it to be like something. Should I get like prank stuff?
That's fun.
Or like magic tricks?
No, that's creepy. He's too old.
Should I put a rabbit in a hat?
Telestrations. That's what it's called. It's so much fun.
Let me see. And honestly, by the time it gets to Canada, he'll probably be leaving the next day.
You got to overnight it.
It'll be like the cost of camp.
Can you guys tell that Samantha and I just picked up our phones?
No, I'm getting texts from the contractor. And like, it's like, I'm actually so happy I'm here for that reason. If we were, they're like in the middle of laying deck down and there's like so many questions they have. Like, you know, there's weird conditions. Like I feel like you start messing with stuff. They're like, oh, well, this isn't straight or that, you know, what do you want to do about that? And just more like aesthetic choices.
That's awful.
But it's way better to be there and know that you made that decision as opposed to getting home and being like, why did you do this? Like, and there's nothing to do about it at that point.
That sucks. Do you want to tan after this before you go back to that nightmare?
Oh, yeah. So I do. I am going back to that nightmare. I said last week I dry erased my face because I was trying to get the tan
marks off. It's still there.
Dude, shut up.
What?
Just this.
Yeah, just a little neck.
It was really bad.
So what's the plan if you self-tan again? Are you going
to
put
So Cotty wants to go to the booth, which I do still stand by and love. We're going to tan after this. Daron calls me tan mom. I think the move is washing your face before you wash everything off your body.
Oh, I'm washing my face like 2 to 3 hours in.
But no matter what, the tan grabs on to like dry little patches on your face, which you don't even really know you have until you put the tan on. So ultimately, acetone. I told you acetone worked.
Okay. Things I'm not going to try.
Well, it didn't cause a scab.
You could just exfoliate probably.
Mm-mm.
You know what else works?
Or you could go like 2 shades darker with foundation and just make your whole face that dark.
Fuck it.
Go Hamilton. What's his name? What's the guy's name? George Hamilton, who was like on Treasure Island that was like always orange.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right, let's go do it.
All right. Well, don't worry about anything. I might be at camp next time you call me.
Hey guys, I never did the Mediterranean diet, so that's cool.
Oh yeah, you were planning
to weigh in.
You were planning to lose like 10 pounds in the last week.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna try Sunfair again. They got me last night
with the fat burn.
Did you get it too?
20 days. 20 pounds.
Days. 20 pounds. I was like, you had me.
I'm sorry. I still do like Sunfair. I think out of all of them,
really, you do.
You've never done it?
No. I did it, and then I was like...
I thought we talked about all the different diets.
We did, but I didn't know you did it for real.
But what I do think was funny, I don't know when you mentioned it. Well, we've talked about Prolon, but then when I think last time when we were saying we go off the rails, and then we were like, you're going to eat powdered soup for the next 5 days. You don't get anything fresh.
I just want something to make me feel new.
I want to feel new, too. I just want to feel new.
I want to feel new.
The Sunfair, the fat burn, I do like the best out of all of them.
Because it's food.
Because it's food.
Yeah.
B, because it's actually not bad.
Yeah.
Just super clean, like psycho clean.
Bring it on. Do you really lose 10 pounds 10 days?
If you stick to it, yes.
Shut the fuck up.
You've never done it?
No. I've never stuck to it. Oh, you know what I did? I did it. Oh, I have a credit. I did it, and then I started an antibiotic.
Mm.
And I was like, I can't eat romaine. Like, I have the worst stomach ache.
But it's also like intermittent fasting. So they only give you, you're supposed to only have an 8-hour window.
Yeah.
So they only give you like a lunch and a dinner.
Okay.
And then two, like,
all right,
fruits.
I'm on. I'm ordering today. Order today to start July 10th.
Do 10 days. Don't do 20.
Oh, I could never commit to 20.
Yeah.
If someone paid me,
it gets boring. But then the other cool thing is you can go in if you don't like what they have on and change the menu.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think it's the best. It's like the lesser of evils, but I still think it gets annoying. And I just worry that sometimes when you restrict so much, then you ricochet.
You have to stick to it. I have to stick to it. Would you think you get better results from this rather than Prolon?
Prolon's not sustainable.
Well, no, of course not. But I'm saying for that little streak, you're doing both.
I would say they're comparable.
Okay. Bring it on.
Because Prolon is like mimicking the fasting, and it has, and you are eating like fats, but it's like a little bit of a different, it's more like ketosis where is like, it's like taking you, I think it's like literally probably like zero fat in a day. I don't know, maybe like 5 grams. I mean, it's like very, very okay. low.
I'm going to do it while Mike's in Greece.
Isn't it funny? It's so much easier to eat healthy when like your like husbands are gone.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
That's the one thing I look forward to when some of the kids are gone. Like I told you, I'm like constantly like, oh, I'm out of the kitchen. Yay. And then I'm like, oh, no, I got to go back.
Yeah.
And then I always get myself a little something. Yeah. I get myself a little something while I'm there.
Look what I got in my purse.
Unicorn popcorn.
Unicorn popcorn.
Get that away from me.
Well, it's for Lola's. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see if you stick to it. I'm not holding my breath.
Fuck. You dare me?
Double dog dare you.
I'm going to stick to it.
Over 4th of July?
Oh, no, no, no. I would start after that.
M'lady.
I'd probably start the 10th and do it for 10 days.
I could maybe start with you when I get back.
When do you get back?
Depending if I go to New York.
You stick to it, though?
I would be
do
back.
Do you drink on it?
Mm.
Can you drink clean?
Well, see, I don't drink on it because I don't drink...
Clean?
I don't drink, like, vodka. Like, you like vodka.
I made you a great vodka soda.
You did. No, I will drink vodka. I don't really, like, care about it, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if I want to drink, I like wine. So, like, and wine's, like, so caloric that, yeah. like, I feel like when I'm trying to do that, I try not to drink, like, but...
I could not drink for 10 days.
You could do... Oh, you'd be, like, snatched.
Snatched.
Tan snatched. My thing is, like, just with whatever you do... You have to, like, temper it in some way. Otherwise, if you go too crazy, too fast, it's just, like, not sustainable. You'll torture yourself for 10 days, and then you'll gain it all back in 5.
No, I won't. If I can get to the end point and see the result, I won't.
Okay. All right.
Until next time.
I'll maybe join you on this
really?
Journey. But
when do you get back?
We're constantly, perpetually.
We have to follow through on something. Otherwise, our listener will not believe in us anymore.
I think we follow through on things. It's the dieting that, like,
dieting.
You always threaten that you're going to go so ham.
I know. I was like, that's it. Milkshakes for 22 days. I start today. I'll let you know how next
macros,
week is.
Macros, macros, macros.
I'm a hopeless romantic. I'm doing
you
this,
are.
Though.
You are. You're so romantic.
I know I am.
I love you.
I love you.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, see you next week.
Okay, bye.